Now, a computer-animated logo appears. An illuminated desk lamp hops past the word Pixar, then squashes the letter I. A subtitle appears, Animation Studios. As the logo fades, the lamp's circular light becomes a full moon in a starry sky. A title appears, Lifted. In a field below, a clapboard farmhouse stands between a windmill and a large leafy tree. A porch swing shifts slightly in a breeze. The windmill's rudder slowly turns. In a bedroom, a lanky man sleeps in checkered pajamas. A brilliant white light streams in through his window. Outside, a giant flying saucer hovers over his house. Inside, the sleeping man rises out of bed. His arms hang limply at his sides as his body rotates. Lying face up, he floats head first toward the window. His head hits the wall. Still sound asleep, he floats a few inches away, then smacks into the wall again. On the UFO, a scrawny little alien pushes one of hundreds of switches on a vast control panel. A hologram of the house shows the man as a point of light. Nearby, a big blubbery alien makes a note on a clipboard. The little alien tries again. As the big alien starts to make another note, the little alien holds up a three-fingered hand. His lips pucker, and he eyes the control panel. In the house, the sleeping man floats into position before the window. He flies sideways. On the spaceship, the little worker sheepishly eyes his supervisor. His gaze darts over the identical switches. He puts his finger to one, smiling proudly at the blubbery alien, who maintains a stony expression. The little alien touches another switch, and his supervisor wryly blinks. Screwing up his quivering lip, the little one tries several more switches, then finally presses one. In the house, the man smacks the ceiling. On the ship, the little alien flails his fists. He collapses face down on the panel. The little worker raises his fists, then sweeps his arms across all the switches. Outside the house, we glimpse the man through a window, ricocheting from wall to wall. He floats out the window, then shoots back inside. On the ship, the little alien stops hitting switches and grins. Now, the beam of light fills the room again, and the sleeping man floats off the floor, rear end first. At the window, his bottom gets stuck. On the ship, the little alien nudges the switch, and the man's rear end squeezes out another inch. The alien nudges the switch a couple more times, then slams it. The man pops out the window. A few leaves drift down. The beam shines through the tree. The branches quiver, and the man shoots out. As he floats up the beam, leaves drop from his pajamas. He drifts upright through a circular hole at the ship's base and hovers, facing the aliens. Sitting back with a cocky smile, the little alien releases the switch. The beam vanishes and the man drops out of sight. As the man plummets toward the ground, the beam reappears and catches him. On the ship, the blubbery alien reaches across the board, holding a switch down. As he reaches for another switch, the little alien tries to climb over him to push it. The big alien shoves him off, sending him rolling across the floor in his chair. The big alien flexes his hands, then rapidly presses switches, making it appear as if he has several arms. Below, the man floats back toward the house. Inside, a water glass, a lamp, and a vase of flowers float back onto a bedside table. A pitcher fills the water glass and vase as the man floats back into bed. On the ship, the little alien's lip quivers. The supervisor eyes him and his expression softens. A tear rolls down the little guy's face. The big alien taps his helmet. With a protruding lip and puppy dog eyes, the little alien looks up at the big one, who offers him the steering yoke. Grinning, the little alien shoves the big one aside, leaving a handprint in his spongy stomach. As the little alien pilots, the flying saucer rises up out of view. It drops on the house. The saucer lifts off the ground, its underbelly caked with earth. Tipping at an angle, it shoots up and away. Below, the man sleeps atop a narrow circular column at the center of a huge crater. Credits appear. Written and directed by Gary Rydstrom. Produced by Catherine Serafian.